All right, let's dive into this sourcing and manufacturing in Vietnam, huh? Looks like we've got a ton of stuff to unpack here. Articles, reports, even some pictures. Wow.
Yeah, should be interesting.
For sure.
Yeah.
So whether our listeners out there are, thinking about launching a new product, scaling their business, or just trying to wrap their heads around, Vietnam as this manufacturing powerhouse, let's see what we can uncover here. Some actionable insights for them.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that really pops out right away is just how much Vietnam's manufacturing sector has like exploded.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about like low costs, though.
Well,
You know, it's their location too, perfect for trade. And the government's really pushing for better quality across the board.
right. I.
So that makes it super attractive for, I think, for businesses all over the world.
Absolutely. So let's say, I don't know, someone's working on like a new invention, right?
Okay.
Needs some, I don't know, specific mechanical parts, something like that. Where do they even begin in a place like Vietnam? It's
Yeah.
huge.
Right. Well, the sources we've got here, they all seem to agree that you need like a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
So online platforms are a given, but think outside the box, not just Alibaba.
Interesting.
There are these Vietnamese trade directories that, people often overlook, and they can be amazing for finding those really niche components.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then never underestimate those trade
Oh, the
fairs.
trade fairs, yeah. I can picture it now, walking through those aisles,
Yeah.
suppliers everywhere, getting to talk to people face to face. There's something about that,
Totally, totally. It's about building trust,
Right.
especially when you're dealing with a global market.
I sure.
But I mean, if all of this sounds like a lot, and it can be,
Yeah.
sourcing agents are, they're like your boots on the ground.
Oh,
They've
okay.
got the local know-how, the connections, can really streamline the whole
It's
process.
like having a guide in a way.
Exactly. But finding the right agent, that's crucial too.
Yeah, that makes sense. That kind of brings up a bigger point too, right?
What's that?
No matter how you find these potential partners,
Yeah.
due diligence, that's got to be non-negotiable, I mean.
No question. You have to do your homework. The sources really hammer that home.
Yeah.
Checking certifications, like, is the supplier ISO 9001 certified?
I see. Yeah.
That's kind of the gold standard. Shows they have a solid quality management system in place.
Okay.
And don't be shy about asking for samples either.
Ah, smart.
You gotta be 100% sure the quality's there before you commit to a big order.
Right, it's like a test drive for your product.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about buying wholesale now. Everybody wants to, keep those costs down.
Of course, support
And
the
the
cause.
sources, they dive into some pretty interesting strategies for that.
Yeah, negotiating bulk pricing, that's where you can really see the savings.
Okay.
But it's not just about like haggling, it's about understanding the vendor's costs, finding that win-win price.
Gotcha.
The sources also mention longer-term contracts as a way to, lock in a good price for a while.
Makes sense, especially in a market that can be kind of up and down, right?
Exactly. You're thinking strategically, not just for the next transaction.
So we're talking about building those relationships again, it seems like.
It all comes back to that, yeah.
Yeah. But let's say you've got your goods, great price, all that. Now you got to get them from Vietnam to, I don't know, a warehouse in the US or wherever. That's a whole other beast, right?
Oh, for sure. Shipping and customs can be a real headache, especially with all the changes to trade agreements and regulations lately.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep track of.
One big takeaway, though, factor those potential duties and tariffs into your costs from the very beginning.
Right, so there are no surprises later on.
Exactly.
I'm sensing a theme here. It's like you need a really good logistics partner, someone who knows all the ins and outs.
Couldn't agree more.
It's all connected, isn't it?
It really is. Now, imagine you've sourced your goods, you've got a good price, the shipping's figured out. The next step is getting your product to the customers.
Right, great.
And that's where distributors come in.
Ah, yes, the distributors. They're the ones who really know the Vietnamese market, right?
Exactly, the local expert.
But how do you find one that you can trust? It feels like there's a lot riding on that decision.
You're not wrong. The sources are pretty clear on this.
Yeah.
You got to vet them carefully. Don't just look at their client list, dig deeper. You
Have
know,
you?
ask for references, maybe even do a test run with a smaller order first.
Yeah, a trial run.
Exactly. See how reliable they are, how well they understand the market before you go all in.
It's about finding that perfect fit, someone who shares your vision.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, so now let's take it a step further. The sources also mention setting up your own manufacturing facility in Vietnam.
Right,
That's a
right.
big jump, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the sources lay out some key things to think about. Location is like the first big one.
Of course.
Ho Chi Minh City, for instance, they've got like a really developed industrial infrastructure.
I see.
Whereas Hanoi, you're closer to those key northern markets. So it depends on your strategy, you know?
It's like choosing your headquarters, right?
Exactly.
Each location has its own perks.
For sure. For sure. And then, of course, the legal stuff.
Oh, yeah. That can be intimidating in a foreign country.
Right. Regulations, labor laws, it's all specific to Vietnam. The sources are really clear about this. Get a good lawyer early on.
Makes sense. It's an investment that could save you a lot of trouble down the line.
Totally. But even with all the logistics, the legal stuff, there's this one theme that keeps popping up, you know?
What's that?
Finding the right partner. It's like the golden thread that runs through everything, whether it's a sourcing agent, a distributor, or even your lawyer.
It's about having a good team, people you can rely on.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Okay, but what about the quality of the product itself, especially if you're manufacturing in Vietnam? How do you make sure that's up to par?
That's a great question, and the sources really emphasize that quality control should be baked into the entire process, not just at the end.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not just inspecting the final product. It's about checks at every stage.
Okay. Raw materials, production line audits, the whole nine yards. Being proactive, not reactive.
So it's a whole mindset shift then.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. You're managing quality every step of the way.
Gotcha. But Vietnam's known for its, you know, competitive labor costs. How does that fit into the equation?
That's true. Labor costs are definitely attractive, but the sources caution against getting too fixated on that.
Okay.
It's about finding that balance between cost and quality.
Right, right.
Because cutting corners on quality, that'll hurt you in the long run. Your brand, your bottom line, everything.
It's about finding that sweet spot where quality and affordability meet.
That's the magic formula.
Yeah, it makes sense. But with all this talk about sourcing, logistics, quality control, I'm realizing we haven't really talked about the Vietnamese market itself.
Oh, right.
We've been so focused on getting the product made in Vietnam. What about understanding the Vietnamese consumer, you know?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
The sources suggest that maybe we need to step back from just thinking about production.
And look at it more holistically.
Okay, so like, what are their cultural nuances, you know?
Exactly. What are the trends? What do they want?
We're not just seeing Vietnam as a factory, but as a market, a culture.
Right. With its own unique potential.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But how do we translate all that into like a successful product strategy?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. The sources suggest that instead of just bringing over existing products,
right,
think about adapting them, you know, to fit the specific needs and wants of the Vietnamese consumer.
Okay, interesting.
Like tweaking the designs, features, even the marketing.
So it's all about tailoring it to that specific market.
Exactly. No one size fits all approach.
Gotcha. But, you know, the Vietnamese market is known for being price sensitive.
Right.
How do we balance that with, you know, our commitment to quality, ethical production?
That's a good question. The sources emphasize transparency and authenticity.
Hmm.
Vietnamese consumers, like consumers everywhere, they care about where their products come from, how they're made.
Right, right, right.
So if you can show them that you're sourcing responsibly, treating workers fairly, that sets you apart.
So it's not just about the price tag. It's about the values behind the brand.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's about building trust.
Exactly.
Okay, so how do we really get a grasp on what the Vietnamese consumer want? I mean, beyond just the numbers.
That's where on-the-ground insights are key. You know, the sources talk about working with local partners, doing some solid market research, and most importantly, talking to Vietnamese consumers directly.
Ah, so getting out there, listening, observing.
Exactly. It's about understanding those subtle things that drive their choices.
It's like we're not just in the boardroom anymore. We're out in the streets, you know?
Right. Getting a feel for the real Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about, you know, understanding the Vietnamese consumer, I can't help but wonder.
Yeah.
What about the ethical side of all this?
Oh, good point.
I mean, we talked about sourcing responsibly, fair labor practices, but doing business in a country with its own unique culture, you know, its own norms.
Right.
How do we make sure we're doing things the right way?
That's a big one. And the sources stress the importance of cultural sensitivity, respecting local customs, traditions.
Okay.
It's about realizing that ethical behavior, it goes beyond just following the law.
Right.
It's about understanding the impact our business decisions have on real people.
It's about doing business with integrity.
Exactly. And that's something we should be striving for no matter where we're operating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But with all this talk about ethics and responsibility, I can't help but think.
About what?
How do we even measure success in a place like Vietnam?
Ah, interesting question. Is it just about profit?
Right. Or is there, like, a bigger picture here?
I think the sources point to something more holistic. They talk about creating shared value.
Okay.
Not just making money, but contributing to Vietnam's growth, mm-hmm. you know, economically, socially, even environmentally.
So it's about being a partner in Vietnam's success.
Exactly.
Wow. So we're not just a business operating in Vietnam.
Right.
We're part of something bigger.
Yeah. I think that's the key takeaway here.
That's a powerful thought.
Mm-hmm.
But with all this talk of shared value and, you know, making a positive impact,
mm-hmm.
what's the next step? Where do we go from here?
That's where the rubber meets the road.
Right.
And luckily, the sources, they give us a ton of resources, practical advice, you know,
okay.
government agencies, industry groups. There's a whole network of support out there to help businesses succeed in Vietnam ethically and sustainably.
So it's like we're being given a roadmap, a toolkit, a community.
Exactly. Exactly.
But even with all that guidance, I can't help but think about the risks.
Ah, right. Of course.
I mean, we've talked about the rewards.
Yeah.
But what are the potential pitfalls? How do we prepare for those?
That's smart. Always good to be prepared. And the sources, they really highlight the importance of due diligence, careful planning, you know, and being realistic about the challenges that come with doing business in any new market, especially one overseas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cultural differences, regulatory hurdles, it's all part of the game.
So we have to anticipate those obstacles, have a plan B, so to speak.
You got it.
So it's about approaching Vietnam with a balance of optimism and realism.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But with all this talk of risk and planning, I'm curious, what about the long-term vision? Where do we see ourselves in Vietnam, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the line?
That's a great question. And I think the sources encourage us to, you know, think big, to dream big.
Okay.
They see a future where businesses not only thrive in Vietnam, but also contribute to its sustainable development, you know?
So we're not just there for ourselves. We're there to help Vietnam succeed as well.
Exactly. It's about a shared future.
It's a really inspiring vision. But with all this talk about the future and sustainability, I can't help but wonder, what about the legacy we want to leave behind?
Ah, that's a profound thought. What kind of impact do we want our business to have on the Vietnamese people, on the environment?
Exactly. We've talked about, you know, the economic side, the ethical considerations, the big picture.
Right.
But what about the human element? How do we want to be remembered in Vietnam?
That's a powerful question. The sources really challenge us to think beyond profits, to consider the social and environmental impact of everything we do. It's about leaving a positive mark on the world.
So it's about recognizing that business can be a force for good.
Exactly.
That's a really inspiring way to think about it. But with all this talk about legacy and positive impact, I can't help but think about the personal journey.
What do you mean?
I mean, how will doing business in Vietnam change us as individuals, as a company?
Ah, interesting. How will all of this, the culture, the challenges, the relationships, how will it shape us?
Right, exactly. It's not just about the business. It's about the personal growth, too.
It's an adventure, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's a chance to learn, to connect, to see the world in a new way.
It's about opening ourselves up to a whole new experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes it so exciting.
It really is. So as we kind of wrap up this exploration of, you know, sourcing and manufacturing in Vietnam, we're left with this. Embrace the challenge, be ready to adapt, and never lose sight of the incredible opportunities that are out there.
Well said.
For those who are willing to take the leap, you know.
I agree. Vietnam is a land of opportunity, for sure.
Absolutely.
But it's about going in with the right mindset.
For sure.
Prepared, respectful, and ready to learn.
Couldn't agree more. All right, so as we move into the next part of our deep dive, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
The practical steps you can take to make your vision a reality.
Sounds good. I'm ready when you are.
Awesome. All right, everyone, stay tuned.
It's amazing how we've gone from, like, the nuts and bolts of factories to, you know, really trying to get inside the Vietnamese consumer's head.
Yeah, it's like we've zoomed out, right?
Totally.
Not just looking at the factory floor anymore. We're looking at the whole cultural landscape, the trends, you know, the heart of the market. But how do we actually bridge that gap, you know?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right. How do we go from understanding to actually connecting with the Vietnamese consumer?
Well, one of the sources, a case study actually, on foreign companies that have done really well in Vietnam.
Okay.
It talks about adaptation.
Okay.
It's not just about bringing your product or service over. It's about making it fit, tailoring it to the Vietnamese market.
So you can't just assume that what works somewhere else is going to work there.
Right. You got to be flexible, willing to adjust.
Can you give us like some specific examples?
Sure, sure. The case study mentions this food company writer.
Okay.
They changed their packaging to use brighter colors, more imagery.
Interesting.
Because that's what appeals to Vietnamese consumers.
Oh, I see.
And then there was this tech company that like totally localized their app.
Okay.
Vietnamese language support, features that were culturally relevant, things like that.
So it's about understanding those cultural nuances, you know.
Absolutely,
what
yeah.
works in one place might not work in another.
Exactly.
Makes sense. But beyond just the product itself, how do you like reach these consumers? What kind of marketing works in Vietnam?
Well, the sources point to like a mix of traditional and digital,
right?
TV, print. Those are still big, but digital, especially social media, is growing super fast, especially with younger folks.
Right, right.
So it's about finding that right balance, you know, depends on your audience, your budget.
It's about knowing the landscape, right? What people are watching, how they're consuming information.
Exactly.
You know, one thing that I think might surprise some people is this emphasis on relationships.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's like personal connections really matter in Vietnamese business culture.
For sure. There's this concept called guangxi, which basically means relationships or connections.
Okay.
And the sources really stress how important it is to build those strong relationships.
So it's not just about like signing a contract, it's about building trust.
Exactly. It's about face-to-face meetings, socializing, really showing that you're committed to the long haul.
It's a reminder that at the end of the day, business is about people, you know?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. All right, let's talk money now.
Okay.
Finances, profitability, all that good stuff.
The nitty gritty.
Yeah. What are some things people need to be aware of when it comes to managing their finances in Vietnam?
Well, the sources, they talk a lot about exchange rates.
Oh, right.
The Vietnamese dong, it fluctuates, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to have a plan to manage that risk. Otherwise, you could lose money.
So it's about being financially savvy.
Right. Barely.
Knowing how to navigate those currency changes.
Exactly.
Okay, what about the legal side of things? The laws, the regulations, that can be a maze, right? Especially in a foreign country.
Oh, for sure. And that's why the sources, they're all over this. Get a good lawyer early on.
Yeah, don't try to figure it out yourself.
No way. Vietnam's got a whole system for foreign investment, labor laws, all that. You need someone who knows how it all works.
It's about doing your research, getting expert help.
Exactly. Being prepared.
Okay, so we've talked about the finances, the legal stuff. But what about the people, the workers in the factories? How do we make sure they're being treated fairly?
That's a huge question. And the sources, they're very clear about ethical labor practices.
Okay.
Vietnam has laws to protect workers, minimum wage, working hours, safety regulations, all that.
Right.
But a lot of companies, they're going even further.
Really?
Yeah. They're offering competitive wages, benefits, investing in training programs.
Wow. So it's not just about following the law. It's about creating a good work environment.
Exactly. It's about treating people with respect.
And I imagine that's good for business too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Happy workers are productive workers.
Makes sense. But beyond the factory, how do we make sure our business is having a positive impact on the community as a whole?
That's where corporate social responsibility comes in.
Right, yeah.
The sources, they talk about this trend of companies getting involved in the community.
Oh, interesting.
Supporting schools, healthcare, environmental projects, things like that.
So it's about giving back, being a good neighbor.
Exactly. Using your business to make a difference.
It's about recognizing that we're not just there to make money, we're part of the community.
Right. We have a responsibility to do what we can to help.
I like that. But with all this talk about, you know, social responsibility, community engagement,
mm-hmm.
what about the environment?
Ah, yes, the big question.
Right. How do we make sure we're operating sustainably in Vietnam?
Well, there's definitely a growing awareness of environmental issues in Vietnam.
Okay.
The government's cracking down. Consumers are demanding more, you know.
Right, right.
So companies are stepping up. They're trying to be more eco-friendly.
So it's not just about doing the right thing. It's also good for business.
Exactly. Sustainability is becoming a must-have, not a nice-to-have.
It's about making choices that are good for the planet and good for the bottom line.
That's the goal.
Yeah. But with all this talk about, you know, sustainability, responsibility, I keep coming back to this bigger question.
Yeah.
How do we make sure our business is actually contributing to Vietnam's development you know, in a meaningful way.
Ah, that's the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah. How do we go from just doing business in Vietnam to actually being a partner in its progress?
The sources, they talk about creating shared value.
Right. We talked about that earlier.
It's not just about our profits. It's about contributing to the economy, to society, to the environment.
So it's about working together, collaborating.
Exactly. Supporting local businesses, investing in initiatives that benefit everyone.
It's about realizing that we're all connected. You know,
we are. We're part of a larger ecosystem.
Yeah. And our success is tied to Vietnam's success.
That's the idea.
It's a powerful concept.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about, you know, shared value, interconnectedness, I can't help but wonder.
What's that?
How will this experience change us? I mean, personally, as a company.
The personal journey.
Right. How will immersing ourselves in Vietnamese culture, you know, navigating all the challenges, building those relationships, how will that shape us?
That's a great question. And the sources, they paint this picture of like an adventure. It's not just a business trip. It's a chance to learn, to grow, to see the world differently.
It's about opening ourselves up to new experiences.
Exactly. Stepping outside our comfort zone.
Yeah. And that can be scary, but also incredibly rewarding.
Oh, for sure. That's what makes it all worthwhile.
I agree. So it's not just about the business. It's about the personal growth, the human connection.
That's the heart of it, I think.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it? We've gone from the factory floor to like this whole idea of cultural exchange and personal growth.
Yeah, it's all connected, right?
It really is. But that brings us to something that, you know, runs through all these sources we've been looking at.
What's that?
Risk.
Ah, yeah, I can't forget about risk.
Right. I mean, we've talked about the potential rewards of doing business in Vietnam. But what about the potential downsides?
Mm-hmm.
What are some things people should watch out for?
Well, the sources highlight a few key areas. And the first one is probably no surprise,
yeah.
Cultural differences.
Makes sense.
We've talked about how important it is to understand Vietnamese culture.
Right.
But actually navigating those differences in a business setting, that can be tricky.
Yeah, I bet. It's
communication styles, how they negotiate, even how decisions are made. It can be totally different from what you're used to.
So you got to be sensitive, adaptable.
Exactly. You can't just assume things will be the same as back home.
What else should people be aware of?
The legal and regulatory stuff.
Oh, right. Of course.
Vietnam's government, they want foreign investment. But the laws can be complex.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The sources, they really stress the importance of understanding things like foreign ownership rules, labor laws, intellectual property rights.
So get a good lawyer.
Absolutely. Don't try to wing it on that stuff.
Anything else?
Competition, the market in Vietnam, it's getting pretty crowded.
Right. Makes sense. A lot of people are realizing the potential there.
Exactly. So you got to do your research, know who you're up against, figure out what makes your business stand out.
So it's not just about being there. It's about having a strategy.
That's key.
But even with the best planning, you know, things happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How do you cultivate that resilience, that ability to roll with the punches?
Well, one of the sources, he's this entrepreneur who's had a ton of success in Vietnam.
Okay.
And he says, and I quote, "Vietnam is a dynamic market. Things change quickly. You need to be able to adjust your plans, embrace new information, and pivot when necessary."
He's not wrong, is he?
Not at all. It's a fast-paced environment.
Yeah.
You got to be on your toes.
So doing business in Vietnam, it's not just about following a plan. It's about being adaptable.
That's it. You got to be able to think on your feet, make changes when you need to.
But even with all the challenges, there's this sense of optimism that comes through in all these sources, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Vietnam has this energy, this potential that's hard to ignore.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is. Beyond the business side, there's the culture, the people. They're incredibly welcoming.
Yeah, there's a real sense of wanting to partner with the world.
Exactly.
Which brings us back to that question, that challenge that these sources keep posing.
You mean, what unique value can you bring to the Vietnamese market?
That's the one. It's like they're giving us all this information,
right?
Showing us the possibilities, but then they're throwing it back on us.
Yeah, it's our turn to step up.
Right, to figure out what we bring to the table.
Yeah, what our strengths are, what our vision is.
It's about using our skills, our creativity, our commitment to doing things the right way.
To create something special, to make a real impact.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into sourcing and manufacturing in Vietnam, I think that's the message we want to leave everyone with.
What's that?
Embrace the challenge, be prepared to adapt, and never underestimate the opportunities that are out there.
Well said.
Vietnam is waiting, but it's up to us to make the most of it.
I couldn't agree more. It's an exciting time to be involved in Vietnam.
It really is. Thanks for joining us on this journey, everyone. Until next time.